Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Member by Ram Goldarian. There, Mazekas Baba Basra. Daf Yud Test. The second parak will Yachbor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flintstones, among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. Here, a Mishnah is quoted regarding wrapping food before Shabbos. Ein pomni lo begefes lo bezevel lo bemelech lo besidro lo bechol. One may not wrap food with aleph refuse, manure, salt, lime, or sand, whether they are wet or dry. This is because they generate heat and may lead someone to wrap food in burning coals, which may in turn lead to stoking them. The Gemara wonders why our Mishnah mentions stones but not sand, and the Mishnah in Shabbos mentions sand but not stones. Rav Altman answers that the Mishnah in Shabbos does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. Our Mishnah, which does mention sand, is because sand only heats up hot items and keeps cool items, which are cold. Therefore, sand would not damage a wall. Rav Hoshea, who does list sand in a brisa, refers to wet sand, which damages through moisture. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced three tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of the plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mampolas yad, by the tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. The Gemara asks, Lamemra the Zerayim would start in Kamishtarshe. Is this to say that seeds spread their roots sideways, and that is why seeds must be distanced from a neighbor's wall? But a brisa teaches regarding climb of a vineyard that if one bent a vine into the ground and it's within three tefachim of the surface, so he cannot plant directly above the vine, Zorei said starting Elof Eloch, he may plant seeds on either side of it because the roots only grow directly downwards. Yossi answers that the reason for planting away from a wall is for a different reason altogether. Because the roots break up the soil and cause soft earth to rise to the surface. And point number three, the Gemara discusses items left in an opening, which is a tefach by tefach, between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tomb of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik, inam amayt b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. Therefore, tumah would spread through the opening. The Gemara said, even without Shmuel's ruling, the wafer should not stop the spread of tumah because food is ordinarily makabel tumah. It's susceptible to tumah. V'kol davar shemakabel tumah eino chotzetz mifnei tumah. And any item susceptible to tumah does not block tumah from spreading. The Gemara answers, Shenilash b'mei peros. The case is a wafer which was kneaded with fruit juice, not water. Since it didn't come in contact with water or any of the seven liquids which render food vulnerable to tumah, the wafer itself is impervious to tumah. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flint stones among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. Here, a Mishnah is quoted regarding wrapping food before Shabbos. Ein pomni lo begefes lo bezevel lo bemelech lo besidro lo bechol. One may not wrap food with aleph refuse, manure, salt, lime, or sand, whether they are wet or dry. This is because they generate heat and may lead someone to wrap food in burning coals, which may in turn lead to stoking them. The Gemara wonders why our Mishnah mentions stones but not sand, and the Mishnah in Shabbos mentions sand but not stones. Rav Altman answers that the Mishnah in Shabbos does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. Our Mishnah, which does mention sand, is because sand only heats up hot items and keeps cool items, which are cold. Therefore, sand would not damage a wall. Rav Hoshea, who does list sand in a brisa, refers to wet sand, which damages through moisture. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced three tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of the plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mampolas yad, by the tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. The Gemara asks, Lamemra the Zerayim would start in Kamishtarshe. Is this to say that seeds spread their roots sideways, and that is why seeds must be distanced from a neighbor's wall? But a brisa teaches regarding climb of a vineyard that if one bent a vine into the ground and it's within three tefachim of the surface, so he cannot plant directly above the vine, Zorei said starting Elof Eloch, he may plant seeds on either side of it because the roots only grow directly downwards. Yossi answers that the reason for planting away from a wall is for a different reason altogether. Because the roots break up the soil and cause soft earth to rise to the surface. And point number three, the Gemara discusses items left in an opening, which is a tefach by tefach, between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tomb of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik, inam amayt b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. Therefore, tumah would spread through the opening. The Gemara said, even without Shmuel's ruling, the wafer should not stop the spread of tumah because food is ordinarily makabel tumah. It's susceptible to tumah. But kol davar shemakabel tumah eino chotzetz mivnei tumah. And any item susceptible to tumah does not block tumah from spreading. The Gemara answers, shenilash b'mei peros. The case is a wafer which was kneaded with fruit juice, not water. Since it didn't come in contact with water or any of the seven liquids which render food vulnerable to tumah, the wafer itself is impervious to tumah. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Yud Tes, and our standard Siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flint stones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabinets where a mace was lying in one. Once again, slow motion. The captain of the yacht, that must be Siman Daf. Yud Tes. The captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flintstones, among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. The Gemara explains that a Mishnah in Shabbos regarding wrapping foods does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced 3 tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mamapolis yad by tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabins where a mace was lying in one, which reminds us the Gemara discusses items left in an opening which is a tefach by tefach between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tumah of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik in a mamayit b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. So once again, the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabins where a mace was lying in one. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazara. Daf Tes Vav. So the Siman Daf Tes Vav relates to Tu B'Shvat, fruit, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl, that must be one Daf Tes Vav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his sefer, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus regarding who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah, which include the words Vayamasha Moshe, and Moshe died there. Rav Yudah says it's impossible that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, it was Yehoshua. Rabbi Shimon objected and said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them and that he wrote them with tears. So the fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his sefer was the Eov theme, featuring a tree giving shade and the word mashal, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding when Eov lived. Rava says he lived in the time of the Meraglim sent by Moshe Rabbeinu, and when he told him to see a yesh ba'etz, whether there are trees in Eretz Yisrael, he meant there's a certain man Eov living in Eretz Yisrael whose years are many like a tree's, umagin al dorokeitz, and who protects his generation like a tree protects with its shade. A certain scholar said before Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Eov lo hayav lo nivra. Eov never lived and was never created. El mashal hayav. Rather, the story of Eov is a mashal. Rav Shmuel objected that a pasuk clearly indicates that he lived. So the fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his sefer was Eov theme, featuring a tree giving shade and the word mashal, as well as a picture of him standing next to Avram Avinu, which reminds us that after the Satan said that he traveled the entire world and could not find a Nemon like Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Have you seen my servant Eov? Ki ein kamoh ba'aretz, for there's none like him on earth, whose virtues Hashem details." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gadol ha'nemar b'Eov yosem mamash ha'nemar b'Avram." Greater is the praise said regarding Eov than that which was said about Avram. Avram is referred to as a Yare Elkim, one who fears Hashem, but Eov is called Ish Tamva Yasha Yare Elkim Vesame Ra, a perfect and upright man who fears Hashem and turns away from evil. Daf Tes Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes, that must mean we're on Daf Tes Zayin. The acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim Circus, dressed as the Satan, which reminds us, continuing the discussion of the Satan's actions in the story of Iov, Rish Lakish says, "Who's Satan? Who Yetzahara? Who Malchah Mavis? He is the prosecutor. He's the evil incarnation. He's the angel of death," which he derives from Sukkim in Iov. Rabbi Levi said, "Satan Penina L'Shem Shemaim Niskavnu. The intentions of Satan and Penina were for the sake of heaven. When the Satan saw that Kosh Baruch Hu favored Iov, the Satan said, 'God forbid that he'll forget the love of Avram.' And so he asked to test Iov's loyalty." So the acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim Circus, dressed as a Satan, entertained the Bakol family of girls sitting in the stands, which reminds us the pasuk describes the birth of daughters with Larov to propagate. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rivia Bo'olam, propagation came to the world with the birth of daughters." Rish Lakish says, "Mariva Bo'olam, conflict came to the world." Abraisa discusses the pasuk, "Vashem Beirach is Avram Bakol," and Hashem bless Avram with everything. Rabbi Meir explains, "Shalahaisa Lobas," that he did not have a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shalahaisa Lobas," that he did have a daughter. Others say, "Bas Haisul Avram Ubakol Shema." Avram had a daughter, her name was Bakol. Other Pshatim are brought. So the acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim Circus, dressed as the Satan, entertained the Bakol family of girls sitting in the stands, who didn't realize that right behind them one Russia was doing one of the five averos, while another Russia was doing teshuva. Which reminds us, another pshat is given of Avram's being blessed with Bakol, everything. Shalom marid Esav b'yamav, that Esav did not rebel in his lifetime. The pasuk hinting to Esav's rebellion is written in the incident of Yaakov preparing a stew of lentils, which was to comfort Yitzhak, whose father Avram had passed away that day. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Chamesh averos avra oso rasha ba'oso yom." That rasha, Esav committed five sins on that day of Avram's passing. Another pshat, Shasi Yishmael tshuva b'yamav, that Yishmael repented in Avram's lifetime. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simon Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The owner of Nachash used cars who never sinned, not even telling a lie, which reminds us, in a brisa was taught, Shisho Shal ben Malchah Mavis. For six people, the Malchah Mavis had no power over them, and they died by Kosh Baruch Hu's hand. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Another brisa states, Arba Mesu Be'etio Shal Nachash. Four people died because of the serpent's advice to Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which condemned mankind to die. Otherwise, these four would not have died because they were without sin. Yaakov's son Binyamin, Moshe's father Amram, David's father Yishai, and David's son Hilav. So the owner of Nachash used cars, who never sinned, not even telling a lie, separate the pit he dug at the edge of his lot to store spare tires, three tefachim from the wall of his neighbor's pit, which reminds us, the second parak begins, U'yachbor adam bor samach bor shel chavero. One cannot dig a pit in his own property near his neighbor's pit, nor may he dig other types of ditches or holes, Elim ken hirchik mekosel chaver shosh tefachim, unless he distances it three tefachim from his neighbor's wall, besad besid, and lines the pit with lime. So the owner of Nachash used cars, who never sinned, not even telling a lie, separated the pit he dug at the edge of his lot to store spare tires, three tefachim from the wall of his neighbor's pit, and did the same for his other neighbor's lot, even though there was no pit there, just in case there might be one in the future, which reminds us, it was stated, regarding one who wants to dig a pit near the boundary of his neighbor's property, before his neighbor's property has a pit. Abai says, Somach, he may dig it near the boundary without any distancing, but Rava says he cannot. Two versions of the Smokokas are given. They are either arguing regarding a field in which pits are not usually dug, or they're arguing regarding a field where pits are normally dug. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches or chuppah, someone who's 18, should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches, Ben Yud Ches or chuppah. When the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, which reminds us, the Gemara poses numerous challenges to Rav, who prohibits digging a pit near a neighbor's boundary, even if his neighbor does not have a pit, such as the Mishnah, which prohibits opening a bakery under someone's existing storeroom. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive, which reminds us, Rav is challenged from another Mishnah, teaching that one must distance a pool of soaking flax from his neighbor's vegetables, leeks from his neighbor's onions, and vesachar and mustard plants from his neighbor's bees. When bees eat the mustard plants, it sharpens their mouths, causing them to consume the honey in their hives. Rav Yossi permits placing mustard plants near one's border because he can tell the bee's owner, before you tell me, distance your mustard plants from my bees, distance your bees from my mustard plants, because they come and eat my mustard blossoms. Since your mustard is as harmful to my property as my mustard plants are to yours, I'm not required to distance my mustard plants. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive. The rabbanon hold hamazigal harkiget satzmo. It's incumbent upon the owner of the hazard to distance the hazard from the victim, even where the mazik was originally placed legally, while the whole property was his. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have a mochokas whether Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim can be written in one scroll? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good number two, which daf we have a question of seeds spread roots sideways regarding damaging walls and climb? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good number three, which daf do we want the Rabbanan hold or Hamazik or Harkik Esatzmo? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good number four, which daf do we have Malchokas regarding when Eov lived? That's on daf Tezvav. Good number five. Which daf do we learn that food left in an opening does not reduce its size regarding tumah? That's on daf Yotes. Good number six. Which daf do we learn one should not dig a pit on his property close to his neighbor's pit? That's on daf Yodzayin. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn the meaning of daughters in the various pshatim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avram Bekol? That's on daf Tezayin. Good number eight. Which stuff is the case of a storeroom that is being damaged by smoke from a bakery that was illegally placed downstairs? That's on daf Yudches. Good number nine. Which stuff when the din of good or ugly does not apply to a case of two brothers splitting two maidservants with different skill sets? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. And number 10, which of the reasons why stones and sand are each missing from a different list of items which generate heat? That's on daf Yud Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Golder from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.